What happens psychologically if citizens of a constitutional republic lose faith in their elected officials in Washington, D.C.? A lot of folks are feeling that here. A lot of folks are feeling this in other parts of the world, too. Ukraine is just one of those. Let's talk a little bit about that with Dr. John Braccio, who's Director of Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. It's time for Speaking Psychological on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. Check out Dr. Braccio's website at drjohnb.com. Dr. Braccio, how are you, sir?
Well, good mood. We've had some wonderful weather. We had a great Easter, a great, great religious celebration, and going into a good week, and things are coming up roses as we start moving finally into spring, Tony.
You know, you talk about that feeling, psychological, about in regards to what happens when your citizenship, your constitutional rights feel lost.
Well, I think we're in a situation, and maybe there are a lot of times like this in history, but since we're living in this one right now, It does seem there's a lot of unhappiness, dissatisfaction. And I'll put it fairly, it's an across-the-board type thing. It isn't like it's just one political party. I don't think that's belief. I mean, I don't think that's it. I believe we're in a time, when you have a Congress with a 15%, approval rating or 14%, you have a president who people are questioning, truthfulness in terms of what is being said, and people are continuing to go through difficult times, and they're told things are going to get better, just keep doing this, follow our plan. It does lead to a difficult time, and I think the steps that happen when people believe that the people that represent them, and we'll take specifically, let's say, in the United States, we will take the United States, if the belief is that those that go to Washington are just there and voting for the next election and not the next generation, then I think it leads to a lot of problems. And then if the person believes it doesn't matter who you put in there, a person might be very active in one political party, they become disillusioned, they get involved in the other one, they become disillusioned. I think what happens to people, the politic, the people themselves, you start getting a disbelief this could be happening, you get anger. Then you start getting a disengagement, a lack of interest, and then just an attempt to make an accommodation with the perceived power structure. And then the danger in the long run is you do run into kind of the ruling oligarchy, meaning this is this powerful group like the Roman Senate, just the group that's going to just run things regardless of maybe what the people think, and it's the same person over and over again. Then you gradually get the great man or the great person, like the Caesars, call them whatever you will. So I don't want to be overly dramatic, but I think in those circumstances you do need somebody who can come along and pull all the forces together. And I think we've talked before, Tony, about a book called Team of Rivals, which is written by Doris Kearns Goodwin about Abraham Lincoln and the fact that he was able to take names. I'll just throw these out. Selman Chase, William Seward, Edwin Bates, who were his competitors, and he found a way to work with all of them. And, of course, we know the great things that have been done. I'm not saying it's just going to be a president or a whoever, but somebody who can pull people together. We obviously have this bifurcated society now where you have two completely different views with each side really angry at the other. And people as a whole, I think, are just saying, wow, this is just a difficult situation. I just walk the road of life and people talk to me and they talk to you. They're just doesn't seem to be a lot of really happiness and, oh, goody, I'm really happy. One person may be happy with a particular person or group and someone the other, but there's no what I would call really coming together and feeling American, feeling a team. And hopefully that's going to change, but that does appear to be what is going on. And psychologically, when the people see those that represent them as not truthful, as being out for themselves, if I can just give you one example, when there was that insider trading where there was a belief Congress was, making money in the stock market, if you will, by information they knew. I remember at the time both Boehner and Pelosi in the House, who are two totally different political views, were accused of both doing the same thing. I'm not trying to say anyone did this or that, but I think the belief is it doesn't really matter who the political person is, a party, they're going to behave the same. And with all that said, I think they're wonderful people, truthful people that go to represent the people, the country, if you will. But the question is, and the concern is, are they really looking out for the people they're representing, or is it more politics or whatever it might be? So this is a perception, and when this happens, it makes it difficult to run a great country with a great people like the citizens of the United States.
And I find it interesting how the roads are a mess, yet we allow our politicians to kick the can down the road because they're still only going to put, you know, a portion of what they need financially to get our roads up to par. They're not going to do what needs to be done. We complain about the bickering and selfishness in the U.S. Congress, but we send the same people to office. And it seems like many of the people who complain aren't called to action. I'm always interested in that.
I think a concern, though, too, Tony, more and more people, and I'm going by who I talk to, and like I say, I tend to think we're generally dealing with really good people, but the feeling is, who do we really choose? Someone's put in front of us to vote. People always say that they're going to do this or that for you, but like you say, just take the roads. What happens? How come a group of people can't get together and do something that most people really care? Or why can't someone come forward and explain what's happening or why something isn't happening, and there can be a satisfaction? Like even the Board of Water and Light, that's a local issue. This is not, you know, a national issue. Mm-hmm. But it's the same type of thing. Can anyone really get through the fog, through the mists of really, you know, what happened? So it's a difficult time, and I think that you have kind of a restless citizenry, a kind of an unhappy, dissatisfied. And that's really not good in a system that where we're electing people and we expect fresh new faces, fresh new ideas, and people to feel satisfied. And I'm an optimist, as you know. I've known you for a long time. I'm an optimistic person. I just do see a lot of, call it malaise, call it melancholy, call it just a distancing, kind of just not really that involved and not really believing the people that are constantly telling us what they're doing, and everybody's doing things for us, but not everyone really believes that's really occurring.
Dr. John Braccio is the Director of Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. Dr. Braccio, thanks so much.
Always a pleasure, Tony. Have a good day.